Okay, so now let's talk about what gets in your way after you hit a shot. And let's assume you don't like the shot. You hit it in the bunker, you missed the putt, you pulled it left. Now what? Because here's the thing, emotions aren't a problem. It's not a problem to feel frustrated or disappointed or angry. It's only a problem if it affects your next shot. If you carry that frustration for three holes, if you're still beating yourself up when you step up to the next tee, that's a problem. So in this module, we're going to talk about the big three emotions that show up after a shot, the thoughts that create them, and what to do before you hit the next shot so you can get back to your preferred state. There are three main emotions that show up after you hit a shot that you don't like: frustration or anger, disappointment, or shame. Let's break down what creates each one and what to do about it. All right, emotion number one, frustration or anger. You hit a shot you don't like, and all of a sudden, you're frustrated. You're annoyed. You're angry. You feel it in your chest, your shoulders, your jaw, even your neck. You might walk a little faster. You might squeeze the club tighter. And if you play the next shot or the next three holes from anger or frustration, it's going to affect your golf. Now, here's the thing about anger. Anger usually starts as frustration, and it comes from one of two places: unmet expectations or injustice. Unmet expectations. This is when you think you should have done something and you didn't. I should have hit that shot. I should hit better shots than that. I shouldn't be making bogeys. I should have hit the fairway. A lot of shoulds. We have these big expectations, and when we don't meet them, we get angry. And here's the thing, should is a thought. It's not a fact. Just because you think you should have done something doesn't mean it was realistic, doesn't mean it was fair, doesn't mean it was even possible in that moment. Should often creates frustration. Injustice is another reason. This is when you feel like you got wronged in some way. You got a bad bounce, you got a bad break, someone said something in the middle of your swing, someone's playing to a handicap that doesn't seem fair or right. You feel like something unfair happened, and that leads to annoyance, frustration, and if we don't process it along the way, it leads to anger. So when you feel frustration or anger after a shot, check your thoughts. Are you saying, I should have? Do you have unmet expectations? And that could be because your expectations are exceeding reality. Or are you telling yourself something unfair happened? Those are the thoughts that are creating the frustration. And if you don't shift your thoughts and your story, you're going to carry that frustration for three holes or longer. Emotion number two is disappointment. Golf can be disappointing. We kind of signed up for that with this game. We're going to be disappointed at some point. We're going to have a bounce not go our way, a perfect putt that lips out. That's not a problem. It's only a problem if it affects your next shot. Disappointment often sounds like this: I always miss that shot. I did it again. I can't do anything right today. Notice the pattern? Always, again, or can't. Those thoughts make it feel like this is a permanent problem, like you're never gonna get better, like you're stuck, and that creates disappointment. Emotion number three is shame. Now, shame is one of those heavy emotions that I encourage you to avoid. Here's why. It takes a lot of effort to process shame. A lot of times we need empathy from other people outside of us to help us process shame. And on the golf course, you don't have that. Shame also attracts other negative emotions. We can get angry. We can feel like a victim. We can have disappointment and despair. It can go downhill really quickly when we start shaming ourselves. And shame sounds like this: I suck. I'm not good enough. What's wrong with me? Shame is often I am, but with blame. I'm an idiot. I'm terrible at this. I'm embarrassing. It's not about what you did. It's about who you are. And that's why it's so heavy. That's why it's so hard to process. So I want you to start being aware anytime you shame yourself on the golf course and minimize it, because shame is not useful. It doesn't help you play better. It doesn't help you reset. It just makes you feel worse. Side note, anytime you're comparing yourself to someone else on the golf course, they hit it further than me, they make more birdies than me, I'm not as good of a golfer as them, they're more consistent and confident than I am, you're shaming yourself. So look for ways that you compare yourself to other golfers on the golf course. Because this is the thing, your words matter, right? Again, you have over 60,000 thoughts a day. They're all optional. You want to choose wisely. Let me give you some common post-shot thoughts. See if these resonate with you. I should have hit it closer. I'm an idiot. I suck. That was stupid. What's wrong with me? Here we go again. I can't hit anything right today. I shouldn't have hit it over there. I just blew it. I'll probably miss the next shot. I'll probably three putt. I've lost it. I don't know why I'm even here. This is embarrassing. They must think I suck. Do any of these resonate with you? Now, I'm not saying you can't say them, but I want you to know that every single word you say matters. And if it gets you into a negative state, if it creates frustration, disappointment, or shame, it's going to take more energy for you to get back to calm, certain, or confident before you hit that next shot. So here's what we're going to do. Just like we did in Module 8 with pre-shot, we're going to use power thoughts to reset after a shot. Here's the process. Step one, notice the emotion. You hit a shot you don't like, you feel frustration, you feel disappointment, you feel shame. Just notice it. Don't judge yourself for it. Don't try to push it down. Just notice. Name the emotion. I'm feeling frustrated right now. Step two, identify the thought creating it. This is steer. What am I thinking? Am I saying I should have? Am I saying I always or I can't? Am I saying I suck or I'm not good enough? Notice the thought. Step three, allow the emotion. Remember from Module 4, don't avoid it, don't react to it, don't resist it, allow it. Let it be there, let it move through you. This biologically takes 60 to 90 seconds if you actually allow it. You're not wallowing in it, you're not dwelling on it, you're just letting it be there without making it a big thing. Okay, I'm frustrated, that's fine, I can feel that. It's just frustration, it doesn't mean anything about me or my game, it's just here. It'll pass. Let it pass. Step four is choose a power thought or a new thought. Once you've allowed the emotion, now you choose a different thought. If you keep repeating that same thought that created that emotion, you're just going to keep repeating the same emotion over and over again. If you say, I suck, and you feel shame and disappointment and embarrassment, and then you move through that emotion and you say, I suck again, the process starts all over. So go to the app and find the 120 power thoughts list. Look at the section called after a shot. Here are some power thoughts that you can use after a shot. Next shot, that's golf. Reset now. Every shot is new. I'm still in control. What's my next best move? This doesn't define me. That's behind me. Stay in the game. I've handled worse. I know what to do. It's one stroke. Mistakes happen. Pick two to three of these that feel natural to you. Make your own. Write them down. Put them on a card in your golf bag. These become your go-to thoughts after a bad shot. And writing them down in your golf bag is a big deal because in the moment, you're not going to remember that power thought. You're going to be in the back part of your brain and you're not going to be able to access it. And you're going to want to go into your golf bag and look at it to remember the thoughts that you want to think when you're on the golf course. So write them down on an old scorecard, an extra scorecard, an index card, something that won't crinkle when you pull it out of your bag. Step five, get back to your preferred state. You've noticed the emotion, you've identified the thought, you've allowed the emotion, you've chosen a power thought, now you're back to calm, certain, or confident, or neutral, or hopeful. Those also work, and now you're ready to hit that next shot. Here's what that looks like on the golf course. You hit a shot you don't like, you feel frustration. Step one, notice the emotion. I'm feeling frustrated. Step two, identify the thought. I'm thinking I should have hit a better shot. Step three, allow the emotion. Okay, I'm frustrated. That's fine. I can feel that. I'm going to give myself 60 to 90 seconds. Step four, choose a power thought that resonates with you. Next shot. I'll deal with this later. What's my next best move? Something that resonates with you. And step five, get back to your preferred state. You're calm, you're focused, you're ready, you're neutral, and now you get to hit that next shot. This is the 60 to 90 second reset. This is what we've been talking about. When you actually allow an emotion, when you don't fight it, when you don't push it down, when you just let it be there, it moves through you quickly. 60 to 90 seconds, that's it. But most golfers don't do this. They avoid it, they react to it, they resist it. And then they carry it with them for more shots and more holes. Don't let that be you. Notice the emotion, allow it, choose a power thought, reset. That's your post-shot process. All right, your key takeaway, the big three emotions that show up after a shot are frustration or anger, disappointment, and shame. Are there more? For sure. But these are the big three. They come from specific thoughts. I should have, I always, I can't, I suck, I'm not good enough. And you can choose different thoughts. So go to the app, find your power thoughts for after a shot, pick 2 to 3 that feel natural to you, write them down, put them in your bag, and start using them. That's your process. And here's what you'll notice. You're going to carry emotions for way less time. You're going to get back to your preferred state faster because you're guiding your brain instead of letting it guide you.